Welcome to Todd Talks, where I help you design the life you dream, the life you desire, the life you want, the life that inspires you. This is your life. I just help you design it. Happy New Year's. Actually, Happy New Year's Eve. I can't wait for the new year, can you? 2020 has been a weird year. It's messed with everyone's life everywhere. We're probably getting some stricter restrictions here. Yay, in the new year. Yay for us. Woo! And there was much rejoicing in the land, for we forced to eat Robin's minstrels. Anyways, but let's deal with something we can deal with, and that is how you can design your best life and the life of your family. So something stands out to me every time I work with the Marines, the enlisted airmen in the Air Force, my kids, etc. And that something is something in their speech that has become a lost art. Something that you should consider whether you are a practitioner or one of the lost souls. What is it I'm referring to? I'm referring to the art of politeness. What is the art of politeness, you say? It is using yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. It is holding doors for ladies. It is the art of being a gentleman or woman. Something that has gone out of style, except in places like the military or the house of my wife, since she did a good job raising our kids to be polite and respectful. You've heard the phrase that you can catch more bees with honey, or birds with honey, whatever the phrase is. Anyways, you know what it means. Politics, the media, movies, TV shows, music, culture in general. They've all cast aside the art of politeness in favor of crass, crude, rude behavior, chaos, and it's affected every facet of life. It is a breath of fresh air when you hear someone use please and thank you, when you hear someone say yes, sir, in response to a question, or when you see someone holding the door open for others, especially when you see a guy hold the door open for a woman. Now, don't get mad at me and say that I have old-fashioned ideals. These things have gone out of style, and I think society's taken a wrong turn here. My son actually had a date get mad at him once for holding the door open for her because she said she's an independent woman and doesn't need a man opening her door. How sad is that? That politeness and being a gentleman today can be mistaken for looking down on someone as weak. That sucks. That isn't the way things should be. Being a gentleman or woman and being polite is never about looking down on others. It is always about showing respect. And that is what's missing in culture in the world today. Respect. You hear people demand respect. You hear people that don't deserve respect demanding the right to piss on others because of their place or their position. That's not the kind of respect that I mean. Respect is an interesting word. Respect means you can still disagree with someone and treat them cordially. Respect means that you can disengage when you know you're in the wrong. Respect means that you hold yourself accountable for the words you say and the actions you take. Respect is not a right. It is a privilege and something that you give because of the way you choose to treat others. First and foremost, you need to live in such a way as to respect yourself. Not in the narcissistic, I love myself because I am a god way. If you choose to do things that make you dislike yourself, there's no way that you will treat others with respect because you don't even respect yourself. And if you think of yourself in a narcissistic way, you don't respect yourself. You don't respect anything. But I digress. First and foremost, as you begin this new year, choose to respect yourself, to love yourself, to make choices you can be proud of, not narcissistic about. Okay? There's a difference. That's the point of beginning, the point of demarcation from your old life to the life you design. Too many of you, and you know, if you're listening to this and you're the one, you have very low opinion of yourself. You dislike yourself, or you dislike most of the choices that you've made, or a lot of the choices you've made. With this new year, choose to respect yourself and make choices that will allow you to respect and love yourself. Remember, this is the life that you design. Respect for yourself, then respect for others. Respect means thinking how your actions affect others. In an article written by Steve Mueller, he writes, "In this present day and age, respect is slowly declining day by day. People are becoming more and more self-centered and unsympathetic to those around them. As a result, they have little to no regard for other people's rights and feelings. Instead, huge numbers of people behave however they please. What are the consequences of all this? The number of people who act without politeness, thoughtfulness, and civility is rapidly declining. At the same time, disrespectful behavior is on the rise. Similarly, people who have earned great achievements are no longer treated with the respect they deserve," end quote. Bruce Lee once said, "Knowledge will give you power, but character, respect," end quote. How true it is, you cannot have or show respect when doing things and saying things that belittle your character. You cannot show love and respect when you denigrate and destroy, when you're bitter and oppress, when you scream and belittle, when you are ungrateful and insincere. Look inside. Review your thoughts, words, and actions. How are you treating others? How are you treating yourself? If you don't like yourself, open that Pandora's box and ask the hard questions. Too many problems are swept under the rugs of your lives because you don't want to ask the hard questions of yourself. You don't want to see who you really are because oftentimes you don't like that person and it's easier to blame everyone else for your problems than your own actions. I've seen it. I've done it. I've been there. Don't like those people. But you can change. That's the beauty of designing your best life. You can change. And I'm here to help. Your actions affect others. And this is important to remember. Thomas S. Monson, late president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, once said, "When we treat people merely as they are, they will remain as they are. When we treat them as if they were what they should be, they will become what they should be." End quote. Truer words cannot be spoken. The late prophet said this, and it holds true. You become what you think about. Likewise, others become what you think about them. If you treat a child that has troubles as a troublesome child, the child becomes more troublesome. If you treat the child with respect and love, it grows into it. One of my favorite stories on this subject is from a speech by one of the great leadership philosophers that I can't remember his name right now at the moment, but the story goes something like this. There was a young man that was poor. He struggled in school. People told him he wasn't smart and he didn't feel smart. He had very poor self-esteem. By all rights, he was a loser going nowhere, and he felt it. And everyone told him that. Everyone said that he was. As all schools, high schools required at the time, he took the SAT test with the hopes of leaving his small town and going to college, even though he had a very low GPA. The day the results came back in the mail, he opened his test results with trepidation, just knowing he'd have a low score, and it would prove that he was just as dumb and worthless as everybody said he was. He opened the results, and there he saw a 1200, or something like that. I don't know exactly how SAT scores are scored, because I never took it, but I believe that's a good, really good score, like really smart. A score so unbelievably high that he was like a rose suddenly coming into bloom. He held that score sheet and believed for the first time in his life that he wasn't dumb. He wasn't a loser. He took that score and headed off to college. And because he believed in himself, he got straight A's in college. He believed he wasn't dumb. He believed himself to be smart and intelligent. He graduated and started a successful business, married, and was thriving, all because he received that letter that told him that he was very smart. 10 or 15 years later, he received a letter in the mail from the SAT office. It said that while conducting an audit of past records, they realized that they'd sent him an incorrect result many years before and wanted to correct their mistake. His true score was a low 600, not a 1200. Devastated. Even though he now had 10 or 15 years of success, showing that he indeed was intelligent, bright, smart, he fell into a depression and literally lost all that he had gained. Because he let himself believe once again that he was just a dumb loser. The power of this story is twofold. First, by believing he was good and smart, even if through mistaken means, he proved himself to become good and smart. Second, he let himself believe that the one mistake of the SAT company from many years before negated all the good he'd done with his life since and brought about failure. Just what he believed himself to be brought him success, brought him failure. There's a lesson there. And that was his belief in himself changed who he was. The belief of others can have just as strong of an effect. Think about the first part of the story when he believed himself to be a loser because others told him he was. And it wasn't until he got a paper saying that he was intelligent that he started to believe otherwise. We're all affected this way, whether we like it or not. The beliefs of others can have an effect on us if we let them. So guard yourself against negative beliefs. As I said in yesterday's podcast, as you start to change, as you start to make positive changes in your life, there will be people that try to pull you down because they feel better about themselves when you are being pulled down. You got to remove that from your life. You can't have that. We don't know how all of our actions will affect others, but we know that they will. We do know that our actions, if polite and true and founded in respect, will help others grow. Not everyone is trying, as you are, to build their best life. Most are trying to just get by day to day. By deciding to learn and exercise the art of politeness and respect, you're choosing to help others rather than be a hindrance to them. You're choosing to be a support and a benefit to those around you. Finally, Albert Einstein once said, "Everyone should be respected as an individual, but no one should be idolized." All I can say is amen to that. We tend to make idols out of people because they're in politics, sports, or an actor on TV or film. Many do not even deserve our respect if we look at their actions towards others or the values that they hold in their personal lives. You shall know good from evil by its fruits. Don't idolize someone. Respect people for the position they hold, for the job they are doing, the movies they make, but don't idolize them and make them more than they are. They're human. You're human. We're all human. We are all sons and daughters of a heavenly Father trying to improve. No one person is better than another, regardless of sex, creed, race, etc. That's the epitome of the art of politeness. It is. Treating everyone according to the golden rule, treating everyone with respect, and using polite terms that show you are trying to be a good person. And it's not disrespect to hold a lady's door. In fact, I find it highly desirable when I see young men hold the doors for young women, when I hear young Marines or airmen, since those are who I hang out with, say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, please, thank you. I wish everybody would do it. The art of politeness and respect is a lost art, but it can be found by you in this new year, and teach it to your kids if you have them. Have a blessed day and choose to respect others and join in this art of politeness and respect. Like my wife, beat it into your kids. Just kidding. Seriously, just kidding. I'm kidding about the beating part. Just don't cross a southern mama. Todd Talks are available on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Share, subscribe, and listen and learn. Every Tuesday and Thursday, new episodes. This podcast is sponsored by my book, Fire and Ice, where I go through a spiritual journey while teaching the Afghans to fly. Available on Amazon, wherever you have Amazon. Have a blessed day and a great new year.